Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Continue. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Jim Cantarucci, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Personal Brilliance is the title of his outstanding book. Jim, I need your website, please.
Jim, it's my name. It's jimcantarucci.com.
All right.
You can find a ton of writing on leadership there.
Yeah, he's one of our top experts, folks, in the area of leadership. We're talking about groups and group dynamics, group thinking, crowd thinking, that kind of thing. Jim, you've identified some elements, some cause factors, you call them, that come into play when groups dangerously tend to conform. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Jim, I talk about three or four causal factors when I talk about this issue. Fear, competent disagreement. But the one I think that applies to us most as leaders is what I call task clarity. The less that people understand about the task at hand, you know, just shut up and do the work, do the task. You don't need to know that it fits on the car and where it fits. Just screw the bolt. You know, that type of lack of clarity of the task is a greater contribution to that negative conformity that we don't want. Mm-hmm. You know, so what we have to think about is really helping our people understand the why of what they're doing. Where does it fit in context to the overall goal that we're trying to accomplish? And if they understand better, then there's a greater likelihood that they're going to have a great idea for either better efficiency or effectiveness in building that piece so that your company actually gets better. Mm-hmm. If you keep them in the dark, they're likely to just do what they're told and not generate that good feedback that's going to be productive for us.
Well, see, it's our nature as type A, high C, ID people, entrepreneurs, business owners, it's our nature to be in our office and see something needs to be done. We make long-range plans. We come up with an idea, scheme, and it might even be a great idea. And then we put all the pieces together and we get in front of our team. We say, okay, guys, this is what I've been thinking about doing, and here's what I want to do. And so, you know, John, I want you to do this. Sue, I want you to do that, et cetera, et cetera. When we really ought to be saying, okay, folks, I want to try to improve our gross profit, or I want to try to, you know, do this, or I want to do that. I want to add a new product. I want to expand the company, whatever. This is what I want to do, and I need you to help me get there. Here are some of the challenges I see. What do you think? Isn't that the magic management question that's to solve all this? What do you think?
I agree completely, and here's how it typically goes. I'll sit in my office, and then I come out and I issue the decree. We are offering right now a new product. Now, nobody understands why we're doing that. It might be because I was trying to increase revenue, right? And so I was trying to increase revenue. My brilliant mind said, create a new product that'll generate more revenue. Decree, right? Let's do it. But what if I said, hey guys, we need to increase revenue, and you need to understand why I think we should be doing a new product. And somebody then could raise their hand and say, how about if we just have a twist on our existing product that would generate 25% revenue? I've been thinking about that, boss. How about if we try this instead? You might have a much less risky and less costly alternative that you would never have heard of if you set the troops on launching that new product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the value, the opportunity cost of not being clear with tasks and the why and the link to strategy. If people understand that, they're very intelligent. That's why we hired them. They'll be able to help us with the solution. And that's what we want. we're just not good enough to come up with all the answers, right? Let's admit that and say this is why we hire people.
The admitting part, though, that's the part that we don't want to admit. We're not likely to admit. We think we know all the answers. I'll tell you something else.
You can prove you're wrong left and right.
But the other thing is, small business owners are predisposed to not want to reveal a lot to their people. We just are. And it starts out with our financial information, and it winds its way into other areas. And sometimes I think small business owners treat their employees, their team leaders, like they treated their children when they were 8, just because I said so. Why should we do it? Because I said so.
Right? All right. You want the high priced advice, real quick?
Yeah.
Cut it out. Just stop.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, see, we have the tasks, the approach, whatever that got us here, is different when you're the leader.
And it's not. And Jim, it's not because we're jerks.
Right.
It's because for how many years, maybe, did we do it all ourselves? How many people who have 10 employees right now work for 2 or 3 years with no employees?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's just the evolution of things. And I'll tell you something. When I learned to delegate, my world got nice. My world got so beautiful when I learned how to delegate and how to let things go. As you said, stop it.
Right, and add one word to that. Let's learn to delegate well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, you got to do it badly first, and then you can do it well.
That's for sure.
JimCantarucci.com is the website, folks. That's how you find Jim and his book and all the things he does. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Blue, 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 blue,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.